Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy October in all its glory. I'm Caroline Phipps, here to preview some stories we feature on Berkshire Style this week. A new hotel opens in Lichfield. For more than 120 years, hard justice was delivered in the old granite courthouse at 15 Main Street, the third oldest Connecticut courthouse. Now the building has been magically transformed to deliver the ultimate in luxury as a 20-room boutique hotel. We have the story. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment. All are in person this week. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Our events page is up to date and filled with information. Westerly Canteen, Eat Doshi, Korean-California Collaboration at the Westerly Canteen in Wassaic, New York. Westerly Canteen invited Susan Kim of Eat Doshi for a week-long collaboration, culminating in a special Korean-California menu highlighting Hudson Valley growers and producers. For those unfamiliar with Eat Doshi, it is Susan's playful spin on Korean home cooking. Her traveling pop-up is Susan's alternative to a traditional restaurant. She shares her constantly changing menus in new locations. If you cannot make it for dinner, they will serve doshi boxes instead of the regular lunch menu. Eat Doshi, Korean California Collaboration at the Westerly Canteen, Wassaic, New York. World Premiere, Three Tall Persian Women at Shakespeare & Company, Lenox, Massachusetts. The world premiere of Orny Abdi Bari's Three Tall Persian Women will be staged at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theatre. This comedic play concerns generational differences, grief, control, and learning to let go. It's a love story to immigrant mothers. Originally staged in 2023 as a reading in the Plays in Process series, the play explores how and why societies police women's bodily autonomy. World premiere, Three Tall Persian Women at Shakespeare and Company, Lenox, Massachusetts. Fall Color Walk, All Persons Accessible Trail at Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary, Lenox, Massachusetts. Experience the fall foliage of the Berkshires on the beautiful All Persons Trail that leads down to Pike's Pond, providing spectacular views of the hillsides in their dazzling fall colours. This program moves at a leisurely pace on the level trail. Learn about the nature of autumn and how local animals prepare for or use clever ways to escape the winter's chill through visual, auditory, and tactile objects. Fall Color Walk, All Persons Accessible Trail at Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary, Lenox, Massachusetts. Eno, one-of-a-kind screening at the Movie House, Millerton, New York. Don't miss this special one-night-only, one-of-a-kind screening of the career-spanning documentary about musician, multimedia artist Brian Eno. The film will be shown in art house theatres nationwide and then will never be seen again. Using bespoke software that rearranges scenes, interviews and music, no two screenings will be alike. Brian Eno created some of the most groundbreaking albums of the past 50 years and has also produced critically acclaimed albums for many of the world's most influential bands and performers, including U2, David Bowie, and countless others. With unparalleled access to Enno's vast audio and visual archive, filmmaker Gary Hustwit has assembled Enno. This career-spanning documentary takes viewers inside the life and mind of one of the most creative and prolific musicians of the 20th and 21st centuries. Enno, one-of-a-kind screening at the Movie House, Millerton, New York. Local sustainable food, supporting Berkshire agriculture at the Mason Library, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Maybe you already support a CSA and regularly shop at your town's farmers market, yet you feel you can still do more to support our local farmers and food artisans. Join Chef Katie Sparks for a talk about other foraging strategies to deepen your connections with the people who feed us and keep the Berkshires in agriculture. We all have a profound stake in keeping our region a healthy and sustainable food hub for future generations, and our individual purchasing decisions make a huge difference. Local sustainable food, supporting Berkshire agriculture at the Mason Library, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Our favorite thing, the Hudson Jazz Festival, will fill the air with virtuosic jazz performances in multi-venues across one of the Hudson Valley's most beautiful small towns this weekend. Coming at the peak of fall foliage season, the event will provide both visual and auditory sensations as the festival gets out onto the streets for pop-up performances all weekend long. Berkshire Kitchen, apple tart from Switzerland. Chef Leon is back from a wonderful adventure hiking in the Alps. He enjoyed terrific food between the rigorous activities in the high altitude. Great restaurants, bakeries, and pastry shops each featured their own versions of local offerings. Chocolates and cheeses of the highest quality tempted as he explored the towns in the afternoons. Here, Chef Leon discovered this new take on an apple tart. Out on a limb, dogs and cats, Weedle Warriors. 2 years ago, my son adopted a dog. We all agreed she had the ugliest face we had ever seen, canine or otherwise. She came christened with the name Abby, a moniker that, in the judgment of the entire family, should only be used for cute human babies. We universally decided another name was needed. Catherine explores our relationships and worship of our pets. Inner elegance. Mind what you say. The awesome power of words. A British politician from the 1930s, Pearl Strachan Heard, once said, "Handle them carefully, for words have more power than atom bombs." Words shape and influence history for better and for worse. Words have enormous societal power, and they also shape our private lives. Words can heal or harm, inspire or diminish, and how we choose to use them shapes us and our world. I, Caroline Phipps, explore the awesome power of words. History's Lens, Barkhamsted Hollow. A village inundated by the waters of the Barkhamsted Reservoir between 1927 and 1948. The MDC began purchasing farms and businesses in the East Branch Valley of the Farmington River, creating the 9-mile-long reservoir to provide water for Hartford, and displaced more than 1,000 people in Barkhamsted and Heartland Hollows. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week and enjoy these glorious October days. Until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.